The UH Cancer Center in Kaka'ako receives $2 million each year from the legislature. Governor David Ige included $4 million more in his executive budget request for the center.
Our community deserves the best cancer care that we can provide. The cancer center is critical to participation in clinical trials that allows us access to new treatments and cutting-edge medications. So I believe that we need to have a nationally designated cancer center for our people.
But the legislature withheld the $4 million requested by the governor. Dr. Jairus Hedges is interim director of the UH Cancer Center and dean of the medical school. He says the funding is needed for 150 permanent faculty positions and staff who are key to cancer center designation by the National Cancer Institute.
The cancer center alone brings in roughly $54 million of new revenue into the economy each year. So that's hundreds of jobs. And it's really, really going to be a significant burden on the state if the cancer center ceases to exist.
The cancer center's annual operating budget includes $8 million in debt service and maintenance for its new building, plus $7 million for faculty, staff, and administrative support salaries. Currently, the center relies on a $20 million cash reserve from the state cigarette tax to make up yearly deficits. Representative Isaac Choi is chair of the House Higher Education Committee. He says the cancer center got a zero plus up because there was no business plan.
If you want me to fund something, then give me something to look at. Please give me some numbers and tell me what you're trying to do, what you're trying to accomplish. But if you're just going to come in every single year and just say, give me money, that's not something that I could really support.
Representative Choi recommends when the Cancer Center comes in next session that the leadership provide a solid and viable plan for lawmakers to look at.
You know, we have competing needs in the state. We're going to look at problems like homeless, which is just staring us in the face, and we're going to say, oh, we're going to fund that. Or a state hospital where we're going to get sued. Oh, we're going to fund that. You need to build a case when you come to this building, and I don't think they built that case.
Dr. Hedges says the center has a plan and the state should invest money accordingly. He says the $20 million cigarette tax reserves should not be used for operations, but should be used to recruit a new director and provide adequate funding to bring in the latest technologies and treatments.
In the last 3 years, there have been 20 patents filed per year for new technology here at Kaka'ako, much of that coming out of the Cancer Center. So without that technology, our ability to do innovative things and bring some high-tech jobs that will employ kids growing up here in Hawaii is just not going to happen.
Dr. Hedges says the Cancer Center, at its current level of funding, is responsible for creating about 800 jobs in Hawaii. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.